Welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. We also have an app in your Play Store called TuneIn. Well, it's not really ours, but we are on that, okay? Just download that app called TuneIn. Once you download it, please search, and you can do this on any electronic device, okay, and search WWGH. Or if you would like to call in today and be a part of our show, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. We are already in October. October's almost gone. I just can't believe it. This is the 299th day of the year of 2021. There remain 66 days in this year. Believe it or not, it's over. Okay, people? Do you have your costumes, your kids ready for a trick-or-treat? Be careful out there. Usually it rains and it's cold, so make sure they're dressed very warmly. I heard they were celebrating on Saturday instead of Sunday, which is the actual Halloween day. But I think the Marion Star and some other announcements through radio programs know for sure, other than myself, okay? Just check your local news. Thank you for that. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson. Location 582 Lee Street. Number there 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement for them until December. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. November will be the next date, the 20th of 2021. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Owner there, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. And thank you for those who listen faithfully and have been listening to the show probably since I started. Thank you for your support. Or maybe this is your first time. And if it is, I hope it won't be your last time. And hopefully you will enjoy the show today. I like to start off with a thought for today, and it's titled, Follow Your Dreams. And it goes like this. Time is one of our greatest assets, especially time is offering me the opportunity to help nourish the health and future of our planet. I value and use this time wisely to become the best I can be, returning to my authentic self. And my baby girl visited me today, Corrie Wade, and she gave me this also. Get out of your comfort zone. If you want to make changes for your future, if you want things to be better, press your way and get out of your comfort zone. And today I have with me Dana Booker. She is a politician. She's running for which ward here in Marion, Ohio?
Fourth ward.
Fourth ward. Yes, so she's going to be on the ballot, and I thank God that she had time to get here. And the transportation, let me say that, right?
Yes. Yes.
But I'm glad to have you, Dana.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, same here. So, as I said, Dana, when she was here last time, she shared things with me I really didn't even know about her, but she's a very busy lady. Aren't you?
I'm kind of low-key, but yeah, I stay busy.
You don't toot your own horn is what you're saying. You just
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well, and what a lot of people don't know is, I'm running for Marion City Council, 4th Ward. And in the midst of that, I had to have a hip replacement. And so I was trying to be so quiet about it. You know, I didn't want everybody know, oh, well, she's going to be down. You know, it's like a chess game, right?
Right, right.
You know, you can't let everybody know your moves, so you want to get ahead, right?
That's true.
And so, but God is good because I was able to have the surgery, and I was down, like physically, I was down for a month until I was able to normally get around like I had been before.
Right.
And jumped right back into my campaign, and very appreciative of those on the Democratic committee that support me and help me when I wasn't able to get out and knock on doors. Yep, they stood in the gap, and I appreciate them for that. And we're almost there.
Amen.
A week
we
from
sure
tomorrow.
Amen.
A week from tomorrow, yeah.
Amen. So I didn't know you were going to have surgery, and when I saw you with a cane. Next time I saw you, you couldn't even tell you had surgery.
I'm
like,
oh, say that.
No.
Yes, yes. Yes, so it was a very smooth process for me.
Yes.
I had the surgery.
Right.
There was a facility in Columbus that did the surgery.
Right.
If someone wants to know, they can call in and I can let them know. But it was a facility in Columbus that did it. It was outpatient. That was scary. That was scary for me because I'm like, no, I'm a woman. You know, we like to stay in at least 2 or 3 days
right.
before we go home.
Right.
But yeah, it was outpatient. I went in the morning. They prepped me and, you know, put my IVs in me and everything like that. And what they give you is an epidural. And I'm like, okay, I'm familiar with that. I had that when I had a C-section, right?
Right, right.
So they give you an epidural. And I remember telling the nurse, I said, I'm feeling anxious. Like, this anxious feeling came over me while I was waiting to be taken.
Yeah.
Anxiety.
Right.
And she said, I'll be right back. I said, okay. Girl, she gave me some little pill, and I was relaxed. And I remember them moving me out of the room. And that was it. I woke up in my room, and I saw the nurse, and I said, when are they going to take me back to surgery?
Wow.
Girl, she said, you just woke up from surgery. I said, what? I said, oh, my God. Girl, I started patting myself like, are you serious? Oh, my God. Yes, yes.
Wow.
So they did an excellent job.
Mm.
I was able to leave. You have to walk before they let you leave. That was scary. And I was the last one to leave the facility because it took a little bit for the anesthesia to wear off
yeah,
on my body.
Yeah.
And so they got me up with a walker. I had to go up steps and come down steps. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Just hours after surgery, you
yes.
had to go through that.
Yes, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I went to stay with my mom because our bathroom was on the second floor.
Okay.
And so I went to stay with my mom, and I stayed there about a week and a half.
Right.
And by the third day, you know, when everything was wearing off and I had my wits about me, the pain was gone because I was bone on bone. My hip joint was bone on bone.
Wow.
And it was just very painful. And the third day when I was recovering, I realized the pain was gone. The only discomfort I was feeling was from the incision, from the surgery part.
Okay, right.
And I just wept because I had been in pain for so long that I was learning how to live my day-to-day life in pain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when it was just all the way gone, it wasn't there anymore, the relief and the release I felt was just... I can't even describe it. I'm so happy. Every day I get up and I don't feel that pain.
Ugh.
It was just a release. And,
wow.
You know, I tell people, I know what it's like when somebody say, you know, I'm in pain, whether it be physically, emotionally, or whatever.
Right, right.
When somebody say they're in pain and they've been released from it, it's real. It is real. And I give the glory to God for that. That release. I tell you what, yeah, I'm so happy. I can move like I couldn't move before.
Wow, I see you jumping hurdles.
Listen, don't be telling everything. But yeah,
this girl moved.
Yes, I mean, I couldn't shave my legs.
Oh wow!
On my right side, mm-hmm. I could not bend down. There was a lot of things that I couldn't do.
Right.
I was struggling to put my socks on. I was struggling to put pants on. People didn't know that.
Right. No.
But yeah, girl. But I started physical therapy today. And so they did the assessment. So I'll be doing my physical therapy at the YMCA here in Marion.
Okay.
He was like, "Are you a member at the Y?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He said, "Well, we have a program out there. We have PT, physical therapists out there.
Okay.
And it fits around the schedule that you're available." I said, "You got to be kidding me." Because when I had my follow-up with my surgeon, I said, "I really want to start going back to the Y."
Right, right.
And he said, "Wait about a month." And here it is, a month from that appointment. And here this guy don't know me from nowhere. I'm doing my assessment. He said, "Would you like to go to the Y?" Yeah, I want to go to the Y. Heck yeah. Okay, energy now.
Right.
So
right.
I was excited. So I started Wednesday. So
okay.
Yeah, I'm
well,
looking
great.
Forward to it. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like you got much hard work to do, that's for sure.
The one reason that I'm doing physical therapy is I want to make sure that I ensure my range of motion.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though like I'm not in pain or anything like that, I still want to know what mobility
I
have.
Right.
And then the other thing is because I was walking with a cane.
Yes.
Just to give you a little tidbit.
Right.
When you are walking with a cane, you are putting a lot of pressure on your shoulders.
Oh.
And I couldn't. I said, "Why are my shoulders hurting?" Like, because I would like start like reach over, and I couldn't reach all the way over like I could before.
Right. Right.
And I said, "It's the crutches. It was the cane."
Yes.
So when I talked to him today, and he goes, "Yeah, that's a result."
Okay.
From walking with a cane. I said, "Well, we need to work on that." Too.
Yeah.
I'm too young.
Amen.
I'm too young
are.
To just be stuck in that situation.
Right.
I'm like, we can do better.
Yes.
We
absolutely.
Can do better. So
to realign your body with the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. We thank God for those people he has given wisdom to.
I know that's right. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I can't tell. I couldn't remember. I looked at this. Girl, you ain't had no surgery.
Man.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a miracle. I see so many people still limping like years after those surgeries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I met a lady during the Popcorn Festival. I can't remember her name. But if she's listening, I met a lady at the Popcorn Festival because we had the Democratic tent table up.
Right, right.
And she was in a wheelchair. And I had just had my surgery. I wasn't supposed to be there. I wasn't supposed to be there. But there was somebody that was running for governor, and she was coming through, and I wanted to meet her.
Right,
and so
right.
They was like, "Dana, come on out. You only have to stay an hour." I took my husband with me to help me walk through there.
Right.
We ended up staying till like we closed for the night. They found me a chair, and I sat in the chair, was handing candy and stuff
aww.
Out. But the lady that was volunteering with me at the time, she was in a wheelchair, and she said that she had had a hip replacement,
mm-hmm.
and she had popped it out. Like, she popped it out of the socket, so she had to go back in.
Oh, no.
And when she went back in, there wasn't a whole lot more they could do,
right.
like, to repair it. So she gets around really well. She drives for herself, and
right.
she's got dogs, and she takes care of those babies. And but just, you know, talking to her, and I was just like, wow. You know, I was just like, you know, I just appreciate the favor that God had given me, because that was my biggest fear. That I would pop it out
oh,
of
no.
socket.
I never even thought about that.
That was like my biggest fear. And but she encouraged me, and I appreciated that. I was just like, timing. I said, you know, here I am, this woman I don't know, and
right.
we're volunteering at the Popcorn Festival. And she just gave me some wisdom and some encouragement, even though it didn't go as she planned. Her surgery
right.
didn't go as she had planned, but she still encouraged me, and I was appreciative of that. But yeah, she actually came to Tara and I's fundraiser that we had.
Okay.
And She came. I went out and met her and her dogs and gave her her meal. But it was good to see her because she saw me. She saw me without my cane. And
Right. I bet she was like, look at her.
Yep. She's like, I'm good. You're doing good. You're doing good. I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm. We wish you well in your physical therapy. It always helps. I just got out of that maybe a couple months ago.
Really?
Yeah. For my hip.
Really?
Yeah, but I found out mine was like muscle, which I do have some arthritis, but most of it was like muscle. Mm-hmm. I said, muscles get that tight, especially if you don't use them. You know?
Yeah.
So, I feel better, though. I really do. I really do feel better.
Good.
So, you're running for the fourth ward.
Fourth ward. Almost there.
Yes, you are.
A week tomorrow. And I tell people, like, you know, I realized I wanted to join and be a part of the city council earlier this year. I think it was like January or February.
Okay.
That I had, it's always been in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. But the timing had never really been there. And then when is it ever going to be the right time? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And so, I made the leap, and I've been attending city council meetings since the beginning of the year. They were on Zoom, and now we're in person.
Right.
I enjoy going to them. You learn a lot about the ins and outs of the city.
Yes.
You know, it's not, city council just isn't a bunch of people that, you know, meet every Monday and have, you know, passed amendments and whatever is on the agenda. It's more to it than that. You know, it involves the fire department, the chief of police, the mayor,
all the mechanics of running
and
the city.
Administration of the city.
Yes.
And to see how they come together and how they bring you know, what they want to see to city council.
Right.
And then, you know, city council is, you know, Democrats, Republicans, independents, they bring it to them and then they listen, and then you have a body that can kind of approve or modify,
right,
make amendments,
right,
and just to see how that works excites me.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so I enjoy that.
Good. We need all the help we can get on city council.
We do.
So many things that are on the table, you know, that need to be done and or could be done, you mm-hmm. know, to make it just a better place to live, you know.
And that's what it's all about. That's where my heart lies. Just, you know, I think Marion is a great place to live. I think we address issues as they come. But
we have a call.
We got a call.
Yeah. Caller, you're on the air.
Well, hello, ladies. This is Fred Malone calling. I just recognize a voice. Is this my Dana?
Who's that?
Yes, Fred Malone.
Hi. Hi, Fred.
How are you?
I can't hear him. I'm good.
I haven't seen or heard from you for a long time. I just turned the radio on, and I thought, I recognize that voice, and I've got to call in and say hello.
That is so awesome, Fred. I'm glad you did call in. I've been pretty busy this last year.
Well, it sounds like it. It sure sounds like it. Well, I listened to the show quite a bit, and I got in late today, and I just turned the radio on. I thought, I recognize that voice. I didn't know you were running for city council.
Yes, I am. Don't forget to vote on November 2nd.
Well, honey, I wish I could. I live out in the township, so I can't vote for city offices, but I'll tell you what, I'll sure get out there and campaign for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Send up some good vibes for me, too.
Well, Terry and I certainly appreciate all that you've done over the years and your many different endeavors, especially with the Senior Center. And, of course, I love your mother. She's just the greatest person. But anyway, good luck to you. And I just wanted to say hi, and God bless you, and best wishes.
Thank you so much. God bless you, too.
And thank you for listening to my show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All righty. Thank you so much for listening to my show.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
That was pretty awesome.
Yes.
Fred and his wife Terry are members out at the Marion Senior Center. That's how I know them. And they also volunteer a lot out there. His wife is an avid piano player, and they also support the Marion Historical Society. So whenever they're having like dinners, like special presidential dinners or first ladies, they'll actually dress up in costume and participate and be the character.
So they also have a part in the Harding Symposium. Like,
I'm not sure about that, but I do know that they are part of the Marin Historical Society as well.
They do that sometimes. You know, put on the whole costume.
Oh yeah, they're really good. Yeah.
Well, great. Mm-hmm. Well, nice to meet you.
It was good to hear from them. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, we need all the help we can get.
We do. We do. You got the reach, girl.
And the encouragement. Praise God. Thank you so much for calling in. And you've already explained to us, you know, the passion that led you to run for city council and the ward. What changes are you looking at trying to make in the ward you're running in?
Yeah, and that's a good question. For me, I'm pretty simple. I want our neighborhoods to continue to be clean and safe.
Right.
And when I say clean and safe, you should be able to drive down the street and look at nice neighborhoods, regardless of what ward you live in.
Right.
And so the city has been doing great things with the Clean Our Neighborhood, going in and getting garbage and trash out of houses, getting tires off of properties. You know, they just had a tire drop off, I think it was last week.
What do they do with all those tires?
There's a place that they can dump them out in the city.
Okay.
Yeah, where they have the trash and stuff like that. As far as I know, that's where it goes out there. They have a section out there. Okay. And I don't know if they have somebody come in and pick them up and take them to another disposable place. So I want to continue to see our neighborhoods and our streets maintain a good look. I definitely want to make sure that, you know, we work with the police department and not against the police department.
Absolutely.
That's really important to me. And then that all works hand in hand.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Because we need our police department.
Yeah. We do. Mm-hmm. They need us, too.
Yes, they do.
They need us, too. And so that's important to me. The senior population is very important to me as well.
That's a pretty large population, isn't
it? It is a very large population. Yeah. And there are so many vast needs that they have that people don't know that the resources are there for them. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that I continue to provide, you know, be a person to provide resources and lead people to, you know, where they may need to go in the event that, you know, there may be a small crisis or a large crisis going on within a family where you might be taking care of, you know, elderly people and you need some help or some resources. So, but that's just me. That's just like my baby.
Right. This is a vast majority of our population. I mean, throughout the United States, period.
Yeah. Because
people are living longer.
Yes. Yes, you know? They are.
And it seems like they're dying younger. You know, and that's sad to see, too.
Yeah.
But it's just the day we're living in.
It is.
Yes.
And then the other concern I have is the improvement to our sewer system. I know that it is an issue for a lot of residents who have flooding issues.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Marion is unique in that it's an old city. Mm-hmm. And beautiful characteristics in our city, but unfortunately you have issues of a sewage backup in your basement. I've experienced it in Marion in a different home that I lived in before. It was about 10 years ago, and it's not nice.
No, it's not. It's a very exhausting smell.
It's not even that. Like, I lost everything.
I lost
a whole trunk that had like all of my, I know it sounds nostalgic, but it had all of my high school memorabilia in it, and it also had all my college memorabilia in
Aww.
It, and I lost it all, and it devastated me. I mean, it really devastated me. But
things you can't get back.
Oh, you can't. Couldn't get it back. So I do want to focus on that. You know, make sure that there's monies available to help people with that issue.
Right. Whether they have insurance or not. Or do you have to have special insurance like
that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the insurance. I'm sure there's some insurance that covers, you know, damage and things like that. But the bottom line is you can't replace what you lost.
No.
And, you know, if you have a basement in your home, you should be able to enjoy it.
True.
You're paying for it.
That's true.
But,
Yep, and then when these downpours come, there's no, it's like so much water at one time.
Yeah.
The sewer system can't handle it. And
right.
And the floods come.
And the city is working on it. I'm sure you can see.
Everywhere
you go that the city is working on it, which is wonderful. They have a plan set in place that they're following by the EPA? I think it's the
Environmental Protection.
Yeah. And so they're working on the direction of that program. And then they're also going, you know, working out to clean out, putting in new pipes. And they're also making areas, you know, larger for the sewage to go.
Right.
So that they're making the basins a little bit, they're making them larger so that they have some place to go and they don't back up.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm still learning about the ins and outs of that.
Right.
It's very interesting to see it happening.
Like,
you know, you can, even though there's flooding still going on, but to see that they are working on it and it's going to get better, it doesn't take away the fact that your basement floods and that you have to put work in. I understand that.
True.
But as a city as a whole, they are diligently working on correcting that problem that really should have been corrected 20, 30 years ago.
Whew.
Should have been corrected a long time ago, but here we are today.
Right. Trying to take care of it. Yes.
Yeah.
I know they did a beautiful job on South Grand. My daughter lives on that street.
Oh,
where you couldn't drive on it. You know, it's just raggedy and rough and dust and dirt. Now they're down too. They put in the new driveways.
So it's
and
open
sidewalks.
Now. Is it open now?
Yes, it's
nice.
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
Nice.
So they're filling in dirt where they need to and gravel. It's nice.
Yeah. And that's the one thing. I'm like, oh, look at this street now.
The finished product. Yes.
New sidewalks.
Yes.
New curves. And it just brightens it up.
It does.
It just brightens it up.
It does.
Yeah.
It looks like a very, not only influential, but expensive neighborhood
As
now.
It should.
Just added so much value
As it
to
should.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So your street's going to be beautiful when they're finished, right?
Yeah.
And it is.
It is. Yeah, they put some work in over there.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got done in a pretty decent time.
And stuff takes time.
Yes, it does.
And labor and supplies.
Yes.
You know, it all kind of works hand in hand.
Yes.
And, you know, patience.
Mm-hmm.
Just be patient.
So how do you think that COVID may have impacted our city to the positive or the negative?
Wow, COVID. I know because I work in the medical field as a hospice volunteer coordinator, it's negative and positive. So negative for me would have been this whole year where I would normally be out recruiting volunteers.
2021, right. Okay.
Yeah, 2021, this whole year, I would be out recruiting individuals to be friendly visitors for our hospice patients in facilities, whether, you know, it be assisted living facility or in someone's home. And then I found myself having to train people to go into homes as opposed to the facilities, because a facility, you know, I could find out in the morning they're on lockdown.
Right.
Which means, you know, there's very limited people that can go inside the facility. So that was a negative impact for me, because I couldn't do my job the way it was laid out for me to do.
Right.
And what I had to do is work with my colleagues in Columbus to come up with creative ways on how we can still do our job and meet the needs of the patients,
right.
Even with all these restrictions. So in essence, we got more creative.
Yes.
We had to. The other thing that bothers me, and it's to each his own, is that some people don't want to get the vaccine, and I get that. But when I have someone that's, like, close to me,
it's, right.
I'm constantly worried about them.
Yes.
And that's just me. I mean, I'm not biased or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it's a young person, I'm like, why won't you get it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why won't you get it? Now I'm worried about you all the time.
Right.
But I won't harp on that.
Yeah. And a lot of people are. A lot of parents are. Grandparents are. They're worried about their children and their grandchildren and their great-grands because they're just not moving too fast, swiftly to get that vaccine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they are supposed to be coming out with a pill, I think, December.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you get COVID, you're supposed to be able to take that pill to keep you from dying.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it is good.
That's good.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah, someone said, well, they won't take the pill if they won't take the shot. They don't know what's in that. We don't know what's in anything.
We don't. But we'll eat this and that.
Yeah, we do.
We don't know what's in that.
No, we do not. No, we do not. No.
Yeah, so positive things in regards to COVID, I think people are more careful about environments that they're in. You know, we're a lot cleaner in regards to going in and out of businesses. You know, we're keeping our hands clean. Our right. mouths are covered.
Right.
And, you know, I think that our flu numbers are down.
Yes,
I think my
absolutely.
Mom was telling me that. She was like, yeah, the flu numbers are down.
Yeah.
I said, imagine that. Because
right.
before COVID, that's all we heard was, you
the
know,
flu.
People, pneumonia and the
yes.
flu. And, you know, people were, that was the big number of causes for death.
Yes, it was.
And so now, you know, people are still getting their flu shot, too. I think they're encouraging it. You still should get your flu shot.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah, before COVID came, I never got a flu shot.
You know, I didn't. It had been 30 years
mm-hmm.
since I had a flu shot, and I did take it last year. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't have any colds. I usually get a really bad cold, January, February, and I
yeah.
went through that whole year without getting
Nothing.
That.
That's
you know,
good. That's
and
good.
I take my shot again this Thursday.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
I know. when you want me to take a flu shot here?
Yeah.
Right here. Put it right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
But yeah. And then I guess the negative thing. Would also be is the loss that we have had of people in our community, young and old.
Yes.
And, you know, that just kind of takes a toll on your heart, you know. And then, you know, you think about the families that, you know, are bereaved right now. So that's hard. That has actually been the hardest part for me with COVID is the loss.
Right.
The loss. Because Marion is not. We're not a huge city. I mean, we're a small city.
Yes, we are.
And, you know, even with our county, we're still kind of tight.
Yes.
You know, we know people in the city and the county. I mean, and so that just kind of hit hard. And I'm sure other communities feel the same way.
Oh, yeah. This is worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah, but that would had a negative impact on me in regards to just the loss. The
of
residents
lives.
Lost
yes.
lives in our community,
yes,
and in young, like I said, young and old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
but, we may be dealing with this another year.
Yeah. But I think we're understanding and the restriction part of it, or at least trying to abide by that. We got a little bit more time to go. But it's nothing to fuss over. We just need to keep pushing through. This year went by so fast.
Right.
You know, here we are almost November.
I know.
And it's like a blink
days.
Of an eye.
Yes.
It's a blink of an eye. And so we've made it through over a year and a half another year is not gonna, hopefully maybe we'll be done by spring.
Now that's a good thought.
Yeah,
that's an excellent thought, over by spring. And you know, I think they kind of prepared us for it when it first broke out, and they was talking about solutions and that, and they were saying we might have to deal with this at least 2 years out.
They knew then, but we weren't ready to hear it.
No,
I think we got information when we were ready to receive it. You couldn't give it all to us in one time. It would have been chaotic.
Yes,
we got it when we were ready to receive it.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you see the whole world ecstatic? Not ecstatic, but like you said, anxiety, right? Going out of the wahoo, everybody just chaos.
What I don't want to see is another situation like this in our world. Because it happened unconventionally, and it affected the whole world.
Yes.
And, you know, there's statistics on it now. They got so many statistics on COVID and, you know, how long you had it, what were your symptoms, you know, what are your symptoms after. They have so many statistics on this. I don't want to see it again. I don't want something like that to come again, because at that point, I'm going to just throw my hands up in the air and be like, what?
Mm-mm. Wow.
No, I don't want to see it again.
It has created its own economy.
It did.
Oh, my, my.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, at least we have made it this far through.
And
even though we've lost a lot of people, but a lot of people did not get it as of yet, and I hope they do not. And I hope I'm one of those people.
I know what I mean? Yeah.
And I am looking forward to a great new year, hopefully.
Yeah. That's something to look forward to.
Yes, it is.
The new year.
Yes, it is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really hope you get this position.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you.
I think you deserve it, and I think your community deserves it, the ward that you're running in. Oh. I really do.
Awesome.
I really have high hopes for you.
Awesome. So, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I mean, it's one of those things where I see a lot of African Americans running for office, and this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's an excellent thing. And not only that, our young people, you know, that they didn't have hopes that they would see black people in government because they're looking at this small city.
Yes.
You know, but now things are hopefully on the up and up.
I think so. I do.
And that helps encourage them too.
They have some diversity, and you know, they can see themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Representation.
Yes, like sports, basketball.
Yeah, football, exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Or hip hop. You know, my nephew got he won that competition for BET and the
saw that on TV.
This is my nephew.
He said, "Babe, that's and then he picked up the phone and called somebody, and that's when he found out he knew who that was. He heard the name.
Yeah, Olajuwon.
Olajuwon. Yes, what he said. I'm like, I don't know who that is. But he found out. Yeah,
he said
he
won the brother's son.
That is awesome.
It is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. So whatever he produced came out 22nd, which was last Friday.
Okay.
And I think I got a little clip of it. Somebody sent me a little clip of it.
Have to share that on social media.
Yeah, I will do that.
You should.
We're so proud of him.
Yeah, we're proud of our babies. We are proud of our babies, yes.
Yes, absolutely. He said, I just got to dig in a little deeper now. I guess he got to get a little bit more dirty.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, some of that hip-hop, you know, you don't even want to listen to it, but... Uh-huh. But that's what sells, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm proud of him.
Good.
My nephew.
He deserves it.
Yes. He called me for my birthday, September 3rd.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Auntie Linda. I was like, what? How you doing, Elijah? What? And he was telling me a little bit about this, you know, wishing me happy birthday and encouraging me about some of the ways I encouraged him.
Oh, wow.
In his last couple years of school.
Look at that.
Yeah.
See? We rub off on him.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I like sharing with him that, you know, he's a man of God, number one. So you just can't live your life any kind of way.
That's right.
You know? And,
that's right.
He took that to heart.
Good. Yeah, because you can do hip-hop and hip-hop for the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So that's a big thing for our family. Because, you know, we lost Bill Sims.
I remember that. Plus talked about him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll share a quick little story
with you.
So Plez went to New York with some Sims here. I can't remember who. But they went to New York, and Bill took them out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when Bill took them out, Bill would come, like, it would be a line outside. And if they knew Bill was coming, like, at the door, they would let Bill and his guest with him come in. Plez said they had got a table out of somewhere. He said they went and grabbed a table and chairs and set it and made room for Bill and his people. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. He said everywhere we went, that is the service that he got. I was like, wow, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I did get to see him. Well, I followed him on Facebook because we could watch his garden grow, and I loved watching his garden grow.
Yeah.
And then he was here. The palace had done something.
Yes.
And so we were able to do that, too. So yeah, he was an extraordinary human being.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. We miss him. Very talented.
I bet you do.
Yeah. Yes, and his daughter.
She's beautiful.
She followed in his footsteps.
Yes.
She was the one nominated for the, what they call that? Not the Emmy, but the Music Award show out in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a picture of all them lined up at the award show, you know.
Wow.
So they're pretty.
Yeah, music is definitely in your family.
Yeah, it is. It always has been. Uh-huh. Always has been.
Yeah.
But I've so enjoyed you today, Dina, really.
Thank you, Linda.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
I'm going to make sure I look at my phone.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
But it's always good to see you.
You
absolutely
too.
Absolutely. And I had a caller today. Isn't that nice?
You did. Yep.
So that just goes to show people do listen.
They do.
Yeah, whether they call in or not, you know.
They do.
I guess it just depends on who they want to talk to, right?
Absolutely.
So we have a few more minutes. I will have a second show today at 5:15 to 6 p.m. I will be having Tim Combs on the show. He's our political analyst, so it's politics today, right?
I guess so.
You'll be glad that you tuned in. So thank you once again.
It's my pleasure. Yep. Thank you, everybody, for listening today.
Yes, absolutely. So just stay tuned. We have another show coming up, and that will take place at 5:15 until 6 p.m. I'm sure you will enjoy that, too. Tim Combs, our political analyst, he will be on today. I haven't had much about politics, so fasten your seatbelts. We will be on at 5:15 until 6 p.m. So until next time, please be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.